Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, we're going to jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Former Canes linebacker and now ACC network analyst John Beeson joins us right now. John, how are you this morning? Thanks for joining the show.
I'm doing well. How's everything?
John, we're doing great there, Mr. Shamadon Madonna head there. Man, we're doing fantastic. It was great seeing you at those ACC meetings with this ESPN thing that kicks off here. Man, I got to tell you, I had no idea how many people that they're going to hire to be part of the studio shows, doing the games and everything else. And it's it was great because John got to go back up where the meetings were, where he played his professional career as well. So, John, congratulations, man. I think that gig's going to be great. Are you enjoying it so far?
It's been great, man. No one does it better, and it's no knock on any other media outlet. But for me, having the ability to watch film now, like I did as a player, I mean, they gave me the app. I have the last three seasons from college. I can go back and watch any game, any scenario, and I'm kind of right back in the trenches and feeling like a player again. So it's been a lot of fun thus far.
Listen, it's cool to do that kind of stuff, but now you got to be on the TV. You got to go on radio shows. You got to pick teams. I'm telling you, when we promoted this morning, John Beeson's going to join us. Literally, the first text that came in, it said, I heard John Beeson pick UF. They picked the Gators. Yeah. You got to ask him about it. So, of course, I'm going to ask you, you picked the Gators. Give us a little analysis on the game because, of course, the Canes fans here down here go, how could Beast do that?
Yeah, well, that's part of the gig. You have to be objective, and you know they kind of threw that on me during the rehearsals. We did our reveal video, and this is 2 weeks ago. And at surface level, you look at just the trend of last season for the Miami Hurricanes versus what Dan Mullen did with Florida, winning 10 games last year. You say, okay, well, as of right now, I would go with the Gators, but now I get a chance to watch the film. And I found out that they are a little bit of a fraud in terms of how they play defense. A lot of man coverage is very simple. They're aggressive, but they're not sound. They do make mistakes. And then you go back and you watch the way Dan Enos calls offensive plays versus Alabama, versus Florida, teams that he was outmatched when he was a play caller at Arkansas. And you say, man, we have a great chance. And I got really excited when we chose Jaren Williams as the starter because schematically, I know exactly how he wants to attack this Florida defense, and I think it gives us the upper hand. I'm going to be on air today. We launch tomorrow with ACC Network, and I'm picking the Canes, and I feel very confident about it.
Wow.
Wow.
All right. Hey, John, are you concerned, though?
But it's founded on merit. It's based on film. It's based
right
on scheme. It's not – it has nothing to do with ties. I believe the Canes
okay
are going to win.
All right. Yeah, that's good stuff. John, I want to ask you, concerned, though? A redshirt freshman at right tackle, a true freshman at left tackle in Zion Nelson. Does that concern you at all, and how do you cover that up against the experience of the defensive line of the Gators?
Well, I think that both offensive lines are in the same boat. You know, Florida's starting four new guys, too, and they had a big injury to their left tackle. So when it comes down to it, I think the best way to cover it up is, you run some draws to slow down those big guys up front to make them think a little bit, some screen plays. I think they're getting a sack, and all of a sudden, hey, we want you. We're inviting you up the field. We use their greatest strength against them. And then when you want to throw it, you do some play action stuff and you keep six in, you keep seven in, you only run three-man routes to the edges, give Jaren one or two options to throw the ball sprint, do some sprint out stuff where you move the pocket, allow him to have that pass run option, and you can beat this team based on what they want to do, because if they want to sit back and just play man, you have an outstanding corner and C.J. Henderson, we can beat them. And that's the other side of the coin. You want to stay simple so your guys can play fast defensively, right. But at the same time, if we know what you're in, we can scheme up against that.
John, what's your thoughts on Manny Diaz so far since he's kind of taken over the reins from Mark Richt since that crazy day, that crazy Sunday, when Mark stepped down and Manny had to take another job and leave Temple? But, I mean, that's another story by itself. But since Manny's taken over, what he's done, you know, he was behind in recruiting, had to go to the transfer portal, just what he's done with his team so far, including picking a starting quarterback. How has the Manny Diaz era so far before game one for you?
Well, you touched on it. You know, the transfer portal – bringing in eight guys said, we want to win now. You know, the linebackers will all be gone. Every year, you know, you lose talent, and then there's some new emerging young guy you don't know about. But you can look at a football team and say, hey, this team is poised to win right now. So you go out and you get, you know, veteran players in the transfer portal, guys you can just plug in, and they can step in right away and help the football team. The feel on the outside is we want to win right now. And, you know, outside of this Florida game, which, I mean, this is the biggest stage of the year for the Miami Hurricanes. You're a top 10 opponent. You get a chance to beat them. The rest of the schedule, it's like, come on. You know what I mean, Joe?
Yeah. You're not like, right. No, you're right.
Why can't we run the table against you? I don't care, you know, about the hype that Virginia's getting. You know, with their outstanding quarterback and Bryce Perkins, we should run the table. And if we can finish the season undefeated, going into the ACC championship game against Clemson, anything can happen. That's the goal. Just get into the tournament, meaning ACC championship first, and the potential is through the roof. And that's got to be the mindset. That guys have to be dialed in and believe that and demand that of themselves today. It's got to happen today. It can't be one of those things where, oh, man, you know, 2 years ago, wow, we won 10 games. I didn't know we were going to be this good. You know, now it's got to be a new level of focus and, you know, the greatness is demanded when we need it most. And it's going to start early in the season.
John, I want to ask you about your relationship. It's a great story. I just read last night about Quarterman, Pinckney, and McLeod. And your relationship as far as even watching tape with them and being really honest with them and expecting a lot. Can you talk about that? Kind of a unique relationship there. Talk about that.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, first off, you know, the fact that, you know, I am 4 minutes from campus, you know, Antrell rolls down south. DJ Williams is 5 minutes from campus. Vilma's right here, close to the Grove. We're all retired. You know, when I was playing at University of Miami, I had the, you know, the opportunity to meet Jesse Armstead and Michael Barrow, guys who were injured, and they were here rehabbing my last year. And of course, you know, like the tradition says, you know, the relationship is instant. Right away, you know, they're back at the program, they're hanging out. I could talk to Jesse or Mike about particular plays. I remember, you know, Jesse Armstead helped me with the power old play, saying, hey, you know, when that guard pulls, and I know that tackle is getting ready to come off and ear hole you, he goes, I'm going to be honest. I take my hand and I put it right in their chin. And they don't like that, but it works. And I started doing it. Now they call that, you know, legal hands to the face now.
That's awesome.
But back then, it worked for me. And it was little things like that. Like if you can take the coaching and put it and apply it right on the field. And, you know, these guys, they seek the knowledge. They want to watch tape. They want to know it the way I do. And, you know, it's a fine line between, you know, what they're being taught coaching-wise and then things you can teach them from a technique standpoint. You know, it's more about pre-snap stuff, how teams want to attack you, how they want to influence you, you know, get you to see something that you don't need to see, where your eyes should be. It's like that next level stuff that allow them to play that much faster. It's been the key when we watch film, because you never want to rock the boat from a scheme standpoint with what the coaches are saying. Because I know that as a player, having dealt with it. But these three guys, I really truly believe this. They can be as good as any group that has ever played at the University of Miami, and the onus is on them, and the potential is on them. And the reason I'm so hard on them is because I want to make sure that they give themselves every opportunity to be the best they can. And there is no fine line when it comes to being great. You're either or you're just another guy. And they're receptive to that. And when they put the pressure on themselves in the offseason and they feel the sting of what it's like and you hold on to that, when you lose a game to Virginia or you lose to Duke or you get embarrassed by Wisconsin, LSU, all these games that should always stick with you. Like, for me, throughout my career, I never really remember the great games, the games we won. I remember the games we lost. Those are the ones that sit with me, and they drive me, and they fuel me. And it's got to be a daily commitment to try to make sure it doesn't happen again. And then once you understand that, you'll demand it of your teammates.
John, I want to ask you a question that we go back and forth. Even Manny and I have talked about it. I always say, hey, the defensive line sets up linebackers to be really good. And if they struggle, usually linebackers struggle. Do you feel that way, or do you go, hey, Quarterman, Pinckney, and McLeod, no matter what, you guys need to be making damn plays? Or do they need help, right? They need that defensive line to suck up some blockers, correct?
Yeah. Look, it's true with linebackers, but it's true in football. There is no great player without the man next to you. Football can't be played without 11 guys. You need 11 guys doing their job at one time to have a successful play. So that's just scratched just the linebackers for a second. That's really what it boils down to. And, you know, guys who are cocky and arrogant, who think they're God's gift to football, it really, really bothers me that they're not appreciative of the guys next to them. And I know this firsthand because when I had dogs in front of me, it made my job a lot easier. When I didn't, it was noticeable how much harder my job was. But, you know, the front that we have between Jonathan Garvin, the transfer from Trevon Hill from VTech, I'm expecting huge things from them. I mean, I think they could be one of the best tandems in all of college if they choose to. And if you don't deal with the guys up front first, you'll never get to the linebackers. You better respect the big boys up front. I mean, the game, the big games, like in championship games, it's won in the trenches. That's why the question mark for our offense is the offensive line. Can they step up and just be okay? If they're okay, we're going to be a great football team. And that's the truth.
How much confidence do you have in you said it before about you're excited about Jared, but Williams. How much pressure, how much confidence do you have in a guy in his first start on a game on Saturday night where the entire world's going to be watching, and it's not a game where there's 40 other games on. Everyone's going to be watching one game, and the spotlight's going to be on him.
Yeah, game zero doesn't get any better.
Right.
The opportunity to make a name for yourself should be something that's in the back of his mind. You know, I think about the A&M game versus Clemson last year where a guy named Kellen Mond went out and threw for over 400 yards and 4 touchdowns. Yeah, we've seen this before. We've seen these outstanding first-year starters or true freshmen and Trevor Lawrence go out and ball on the biggest stage. Some guys have that. You know, he hasn't proven that he has that, but I tell you what, the fact that he won the job because it was an opportunity for him to win the job, he was a completely different person than who he was in spring last year and then going into fall camp. The fact that he had the opportunity, I think it made him – mature, first off. You know, he changed his work ethic. And this guy has great talent when it comes to throwing the football. I mean, he knows how to place the ball with accuracy. You can't teach that. And when he goes through a progression, you see that this guy understands, you know, defenses. He knows timing. He knows placement at a young age. So it's going to be on him. And if the spotlight is too big or too small, but I tell you what, the chance to go out against a great defense, the only game on TV, should be something that, yeah, you want to be a little jittery. If I'm I'm calling maybe a quarterback run or let him get hit a little bit just to kind of, you know, wake up a little bit and then just go play ball because the guys on the outside and the scheme that I know that he's going to be in, the opportunity he's going to have to make plays in this game is going to come down to him if he can do it. And I believe he can, and it'll be interesting to see if he does.
Peace. Thanks for your time, buddy. Have a good time with this ACC night. You're going to be sitting with Mark Richt, right, during the during the game for some live game reaction.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get to hang out a little bit, and it'll be in depth, man. I promise we'll keep you guys up to speed. It won't be fluff, just that, I promise.
Hey, John, with you, it never is. Hey, John, I always tell you this, man. I've never been more wrong about what position a guy was going to play in college. You fooled me, man. I saw the running back, the big, strong running back who was running for 100 yards a game. Then I said, strong safety, he's going to be a hitting machine. And he ended up being a first-round linebacker that was really, really good. I couldn't have been.
I'm glad you're admitting
that. I didn't see that one coming, John. I really didn't, man. But what a hell of a story, bud, and you're doing great. So thank you so much.
Thanks. I appreciate it. When it comes down to football, I think if you have a few things, you can play just about any position. Yeah. And that's just the willingness to take.
It's coaching. Not normal, man. Listen, you're being nice. It's not normal. A guy play all three positions, man, and really
right.
good at all
you're
of
right.
them. So, thanks, John.
Appreciate it.
All right. The ACC. You too. ACC Network launches tomorrow, by the way, in the Week 0 Camping World kickoff game between Miami and Florida in Orlando on Saturday, August 24th. We'll feature an all-ACC watch party, Miami versus Florida on ACC Network. The show will include analysts Richt and John Beeson in the Bristol, Connecticut studios, along with Packer and Durham, reacting to live game action. ESPN college football analyst and former Miami All-American John Vilma will contribute from Orlando as well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.